This time, I'd like to introduce my first speaker, LaLisha from Cleveland, Ohio.
All right. First of all, I'd like to ask God, let the words be yours and voice be mine. You know, I'd like to thank this area, the Chesapeake Potomac Regional Convention of Narcotics Anonymous, for seeing something in me, you know, and asking me to come here and share. You know, I do have a clean date. My clean date, and I'll keep it, I'll hold on to it with everything I got. You know, my clean date is February 17th, 1998. You know, and I want to say that, you know, I came to Narcotics Anonymous a long time ago, and I just couldn't get it when I was introduced. A doctor sent me to Narcotics Anonymous when I was 15 years old, you know, because I was in the emergency room, and I had so much stuff in my lungs, and I couldn't breathe, you know. And what I said after they got all that stuff out of my lungs was, I know what I did wrong, you know. And that was in 1982, and I didn't get clean until 1998, you know. But I kept coming to meetings because this is where the doctor sent me. He sent me to a meeting in Narcotics Anonymous. I kept coming back because y'all said, keep coming back. You know, and that was simple enough for me to understand at the time. I can understand that. You know, I got a sponsor. Whew, my sponsor is Holly B. from Cleveland, Ohio. And I call my sponsor on a regular basis. And my sponsor make me work steps and traditions, you know. And I do service work, you know, service work, because I want to know what Narcotics Anonymous is all about. I'm just not going to come in here and sit in the seat and take up space and try to, you know, get it. I need to have something to give. I need to have something with some substance. You know, my story is my story, you know, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about me. I'm 45 years old. I'll be 46 this year. I got three beautiful children. I call them successful because they doing a whole hell of a lot better than I was when I was their age. You know, beautiful. All of my children are miracles because I use with every one of them. I couldn't stop using. I did not have a choice at the time. You know, I need to talk about, you know, just a little bit about me growing up, you know. It was a lot of abuse in my life. Every kind of abuse you could think of, you know. I was telling another addict earlier today, and I might get a little graphic. I'm not going to apologize for that. I'm glad this is Narcotics Anonymous. But, you know, I remember when I was little, I was 2 years old, and my grandmother used to leave me with this white man. You know, and we didn't have a lot of white men. It wasn't none in my family or anything. I know she used to leave me with them, you know, and I remember wanting this Spirograph game, and I remember he gave it to me. I don't remember why he gave it to me. But then I remember that we had borders. My grandmother sold liquor. My mother and my father was always in the penitentiary. I remember throwing up in the car, going to every penitentiary every year. My father just got out of the penitentiary after 28 years in 2006, and he's still free, y'all. I brought him here around y'all, and he got a new group of friends. He didn't have to go backwards. You know, I thank God for Narcotics Anonymous. I'm real grateful for this program because it has done a lot for me. You know, I remember seeing all them hustlers in my family. You know, we had a lot of pimps, a lot of all of that stuff. I seen the girls getting beat, and, you know, and the material thing wasn't important because I never remember wanting any kind of material thing. You know, my grandmother, mother always had diamonds and all that kind of stuff. So when I came in here, it wasn't about getting back what I lost. I didn't want that stuff no more. You know, I can remember having to take dinners to the man, the boarder downstairs, and him molested me. And then he would pass me around and tell the neighbor across the street how good I was. So the neighbor across the street, when I took his wife at dinner, he would do the same thing. You know, I can remember, I felt like that they sold me, you know. I can remember all of the sex and watching this stuff, you know. Now I'm talking about the age of 7 to 12, just, you know, and then started the rapes. So I'm like, you know, I told somebody earlier, I was like, I wondered, I was like, damn, I can remember as young as from a really young girl wondering how nice it would be to give some good head, you know? That was like, you know, I mean, who does that? We talking about a little girl, okay? I'm talking about a little girl, okay? So I feel like I was groomed to be a sexual creature, you know? And when I came, I was real screwed up. You know, by the time I had come to Narcotics Anonymous, and I can remember the first day, you know, I was like begging God to please let me have what them people got in Narcotics Anonymous. You know, that was the only thing I wanted. I didn't want nothing else when I came here. You know, I wanted some peace of mind. That was it. You know, thank God for step work. Yeah, thank God for step work. I want something more today. You know, I came around these people, and I say these people because I was kind of a little salty when I first came around. They was talking about my skirt was too short, my language was too vulgar, ladies don't act like that. And I was like, who the hell is these damn people? You know, I was like telling them stuff like, you know, if you don't like what I'm wearing, then take me shopping. What the hell is you talking about? Ain't no dress code in here. You know, they was telling me stuff like, sit down, quit walking to the car. Damn it, my ass came from out in the street where we walk 24 hours a day. I could have walked the damn canal in the, you know what I'm saying? You telling me to sit down and be still? For what? I can't sit down and be still. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I ain't never heard such stuff, you know. And what trips me out is, you know, I was sitting around and I sat and I listened and I watched. I didn't say too much, and I still probably won't get noticed today unless I'm smiling, you know. I sit there and I won't say shit. I'll listen to people. Listen to us talking about each other. Oh, she a slut. Oh, she a hoe. I was like, damn. Where we get these labels at? I thought we was addicts trying to help each other, you know, in recovery. You know, my sister wanna, I ain't gonna do that. I ain't think I was no slut. I came in here, and I think I did 15 men right quick. You know, 15 men right quick, you know, and they was like, whoa. You know, it's like, because I was finna get started, you know. And it wasn't nothing strange to me. And I'm telling you, because I remember a day out there using when I had done 9 men in one day. You know, what's strange about 15 men your first year? I ain't think nothing was strange about that. You know, I heard women talking about they had 4 men, you know. All they liked, they only had 4 men. I'm like, shit, I had 4 men before I was damn 8 or 9. Shit, what the hell? What is you talking about? We talking about recovering. You know, we talking about recovering and how I came in here. You know, I'm glad they ain't know what to do with me, really. They was like, could you tell us what happened to you? You know, and I'm glad some long-timers, they got with me and they gave me some numbers. They sent me to rape crisis place. They sent me to anger management place, because after they told me, you know, that I had some boundaries and some limitations, you know, the guys would walk up to me and do something like this, you know, and then I would start fighting. So they was like, you need anger management. You know, we got Narcotics Anonymous in jail. you know. You can go there, you know. And I was a real angry at it. I was angry, you know. And I had a lot of guilt. A lot of guilt when I came in here, you know. I had shot and killed my brother. Now, I love my brother. Most people be bragging about, oh, I killed that nigga. I'm a gangster, you know. No, I love my brother, you know. And I had not heard any identification till like a few years ago, people who had actually killed somebody that they loved or cared about, you know, not all that gangster shit, you know. And that helped me tremendously, you know. Identification, we need that. I needed it, you know. I needed it here because I needed to feel a part of. I needed to get some freedom, you know. Been through a lot of stuff outside the program, but I've been through a lot of stuff in the program too, you know. I had a problem finding a sponsor and keeping a sponsor for the first 2 years because most of y'all was saying, baby, I ain't got what you need, you know. Yeah, you know, I did something crazy. Like my first year, I took off all my clothes, got butt naked in public, you know, and my sponsor fired me. I was like, damn, what did that have to do with dope? What I got to do with it? You know, I thought I was kind of cute. Step 10, you know, step 10 for me is about discipline. It's like, boy, God is good. God is good. And say, we continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. You know, talking about me. You know, it's a self-examination, confronting what we find in ourselves and owning up to our wrongs are critical elements of conducting our lives on a spiritual basis. I'm glad that this is a spiritual program and not a religious program, because y'all would have hanged my ass by now. you know, I have some sisters that have, you know, went to school and did the, you know, the other thing, and they go to the other place, and you know, and I had a lot of those people in my family, you know. I was raised up around them too, you know, and I seen them, you know, they talked the talk, but they wasn't walking the walk. I was like, okay, I'm getting a mixed message here. And that's not to say that all of those earth people is bad people. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that I didn't get it there, you know. If I wouldn't have been able to come in here and be who I am, just an addict, you know, and get some steps and some traditions in my life with somebody who not going to judge me for every damn mistake I made. I make my mistakes right here in Narcotics Anonymous. I'm not going out there. I don't want another clean date. So whatever bad behavior, if y'all call it bad, sometimes I just call it having fun, you know. You know, I practice the principles that they tell me in these steps, you know. And I practice them to the best of my ability. I'm not trying to be no perfect addict. You know, that's not what I'm striving for. My thing today is just not to hurt nobody. You know, even me being selfish, I don't want to hurt nobody. You know, and I can be a real selfish person when I want what I want. My friend over there. Yeah, I could be selfish. You know, but I gotta be okay with myself. You know, I don't have to come in here and prove to nobody that, you know, y'all ain't got to like me. Y'all said y'all going to love me anyway, you know. And I got faith in that because y'all ain't put me out of here yet, you know. Since I came to Narcotics Anonymous, I ain't caught no more cases. I tried to catch some, you know, but God always put the right people on my path, you know. My girlfriends all got degrees, you know, they judges and, you know, people that I don't have no degree. You know, I'm always having lunch around these people, and I be sitting there like, okay, guys, you got jokes. You know, I'm trying to go to school now. I'm a student. And it's hard as hell, you know. But discipline. I'm going to keep on because it's something that I want. So I'm going to keep pushing forward. I'm going to keep walking towards my goal. You know, when I cuss somebody out, I just go apologize to them because it's easier for me to just get rid of the garbage than to let it pile up in the corner for me. You know, and that's what step 10 is about. It's not about pride, you know, because my pride to get me killed, you know. Trying to get y'all to think a certain thing about me or people pleasing and all that kind of stuff. I'm just human. I'm going to make mistakes. You know, I just don't want the garbage to pile up in my closet, in the corner. I don't want no bodies falling out the closet or none of that shit. Whatever I'm going to do, I'm going to do it out in public. It's going to be public information. I really don't have a lot of, you know, secrets and stuff. I ain't got no secret committee going on in my head. You know, it is what it is. You know, and if I put it out there, I know I can get some help from y'all. So I'm going to keep coming back. And step 11, we sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. I got a God of my own understanding. Because if I kept the God that they tried to give me, I'm telling you, I would have hung myself or blew my damn brains out by now. You know. I have broken every commandment or whatever them things is. I done broke them over and over and over and over again. I'm telling you, you know, and I'm not one of them people. I don't think sex is a bad thing. You know, people be talking about stay celibate and I'm back on the sex thing. People be talking about, you know, sex like it's a bad thing. You know, don't you have sex, you be celibate. You be abstinent. I ain't built like that. I don't want to be damn abstinent. I don't want to be abstinent. When I get old, I, you know, maybe, you know, maybe I won't want to take my clothes off in public or something. I doubt that. You know, maybe. I don't want to celibate. I done sold enough. You know, I don't. Mm-mm. It say, and it works how and why, in the 11th step it say, we began to understand that humility and self-loathing are incompatible and can't exist at the same time. So I can't love me and hate me at the same time. You know, I love who I am today. I think I'm a beautiful sister. I done been through hell just in this year. I married the same man twice. Go figure. Hell, it probably was the sex. Shit. That shit was good. You know, and I still love him, but I told him, you know, I said, you need to get away from me because I was really angry. And I told him, I said, you know, and my sponsor said, what step is you on? Because I told him, I really want to put some antifreeze in your food. That's why I'm not cooking for your ass no more. That's why I'm not cooking for you no more. You know, and the reason why I put it out, because I wanted him to know exactly how I felt. You know, I'm able to come in here, y'all addicts. Ain't nothing, you know, I know somebody can identify with me in here. You know, I know that, you know, I don't have to hide and act like I'm some little Miss Muffet some damn where. You know, I'm going to be who I am. You know, and I've learned through working steps. I like who I am today. For a matter of fact, I love who I am today. For the first time, you know, I don't feel no guilt. I know everything that happened in my past was meant for me to help somebody. Whew. I'm telling you, it's this young lady in here that got a day, she blowing me away. She blowing me away. You know, wow. At a convention one day, yeah. Clean. Woo. Yes, that's some amazing shit. And my God is amazing. I serve a powerful God. He ain't got all of those limitations. He ain't never left me when I was using or when I was sinning or when I had a dirty dick in one hand and a dirty stem in another. My God ain't never left me. He always been here with me. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be standing here. You know, that's some bullshit. Step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to addicts and to practice these principles in all our affairs. I think I skipped something. We had already become increasingly conscious of a powerful presence operating in our life. A powerful presence. I already done tried all these guys. I done studied. I done went to school for that stuff. God gave me a message, and it's my message, you know. When I come up here and I share my story, you know, our books say that an addict, any addict, can stop using drugs, lose the desire to use, and find a new way to live. You know, our message is hope and a promise of freedom. That's a promise, you know. That was the only promise that I needed when I came in here. You know, freedom. You know, we talk about maintaining our freedom at this point. You know, the longer I'm here, the more work I got to do. You know, I can't sit up and let, you know, stuff sit on my spirit. You know, I no longer can do stuff. My conscience, I got a conscience. You know, I like to call it a God conscience because it's always tapping me, talking about, what you doing? What you finna do? It asks me, what you finna do? You know, because my disease be real loud. It be like, you know, hey, Alicia, guess what? You know, it'll tell me some shit that, you know, I done heard over and over and over again. Like it used to tell me, you know, you could just get one more. That was the biggest lie. You know, and it all used to start for me with one beer. You know, I used to think that, you know, I'm an addict, but I ain't no, you know. Anyway, thank God for that other fellowship. Yeah. I love him. You know, I had to get real honest with myself. Drugs in any form was a problem to me. You know, and I told my family, you know, with 14 years clean, I said, you know what, if I ever have to have a major operation, major surgery or anything like that, after I come out of the hospital or, you know, after I come out of that operating room and after I heal and all that stuff and the pain medication or whatever I got to do, I'm going straight to treatment because my body don't know the difference. And I'm not willing to take the chance to be sitting at home waiting to see how powerful my disease is, because my disease been clean for 14 years. It's got as much time clean as I do. My disease slick. You know, it's a shape shifter. It do all kind of stuff, you know. And it'll tell me, oh, you okay. You okay. You can do that. You know. I ain't gonna stay up here long because I really want to cry. You know, I really want to cry, but it's an honor. It's an honor to share the message of Narcotics Anonymous with any addict. But if I don't help none of y'all, I help me. You know, that's why I come here. So it don't matter whether y'all like me or whether I get this dynamic message or whatever. What's important is that I can stay clean a day at a time, because I ain't going nowhere. Like me, love me, hate me, I'm staying right here. I ain't letting nobody run me out of here because they hurt my feelings, you know. So to the newcomer, if you new, don't go nowhere. Can't nobody run you out of here. And as long as you don't use dope for this 24 hours, you got a choice, if nothing else. Because if you use some dope, if you an addict like me, you ain't going to have no choice no more. Your disease going to use you till it use you up. Thanks for letting me share.